Hey everyone, so in case you hadn't guessed, I am at Alton Park today. The British GT Championship is here and we're talking to drivers. This is exciting. It's an exciting episode this week. Don't know how long it's going to be, but I've got two conversations with drivers so far and yeah, I hope you enjoy them.
First driver interview we have is British GT4 driver Mark Warren in the Forseti Motorsport car.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So how was that for you?
It was a roller coaster. It was super wet, track conditions, very slippery at the start, but we got into a nice groove. I think we had a little bit of pace on them, a second place McLaren for in the middle of the stint, and then he picked up his pace and I think we were pulling away from the rest of the cars. So we were running third in GT4 overall and first in Pro-Am, so fantastic start to the stint. Then we had the full course yellows, pit stops. We had a little problem with the pit stops, which was a real shame. Had a drive through, but then we got really lucky with the safety car and got the lap from that. So overall, we finished second Pro-Am, fourth in GT4 overall. So first race out in the car, new car that the team only picked up just over a week ago.
Yeah.
Unbelievable result.
Absolutely.
So yeah, really, really pleased.
Great start for the team then. How much did the weather actually affect your drive then today? Because it's been pretty awful out there.
Yeah, we haven't had much wet running and Alton Park's not really the place to settle in gently and get comfortable. And in fact, when we went down the warm-up this morning, the car wasn't feeling very comfortable in the car. It was quite greasy and the car was moving around and I had a bit nervous about the race. But the race was wetter and that was better.
Mm-hmm.
And the car was nicely settled. Yeah. So yeah, look, and I was really pleased with the pace. You know, ultimately, whether it's wet or dry, I think that's the pace I would have hoped to have had.
Good.
And so, you know, super pleased with how it went.
Good. And what are you taking from this race this morning to the afternoon one then?
Well, let's hope that we've had a mixture of good and bad luck. So I can't really say we've used up either. So I think first of all, let's hope it dries up a little bit. Will's starting. Will, I think, ended up a little bit in no man's land in that race, so he's going to hopefully enjoy a good race. I think we're starting a little bit lower than our pace that we have on offer. So hopefully we'll make up a few places in the race. And if we finish, we leave Alton Park with a couple of good points finishes, then that would be a perfect start to the season. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, best of luck this afternoon.
I then made my way over to Ram Racing to have a quick chat with their driver, Luca Hopkinson.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first race of the season, first time in this car. How are you feeling?
I'm confident. I mean, we're quick compared to the other Mercedes, but obviously there's a lot of BOP going on, so all the mid-engine cars are a lot quicker than us on the Aston, so we can see the next race what happens.
Mm-hmm. And what are you taking from this race into the next race then?
That it's not really in your control where you finish. A lot can happen, which dictates where you finish. A lot of outer situations happen which dictates where you finish, which is a bit annoying, but I feel like if we can do what we keep doing, we'll be all right.
Perfect. And how is it compared to your Ginetta last year then?
Quick.
Yeah.
A lot more grip.
Yeah.
A lot more, well, not a lot more aero, but there's more aero. It's a lot quicker. So yeah, I'm feeling confident.
Amazing. Well, best of luck this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so this next driver is really exciting. The next driver I got to speak to was Raffaele Marcello, aka British GT driver and hypercar driver in the World Endurance Championship. I feel super lucky to have been able to speak to him in such a casual conversation, and I hope you enjoy these few little chats that we had together.
How are you today? How is everything going for you?
Oh, all good. I mean, it's not the best weekend for us so far. I mean, it looks like the BMW are struggling a bit around here, but I mean, it's a long championship, so yeah.
And you've had time to digest it now. What are you going to take into the next race?
I mean, it was wet. I believe it will be probably dry already. So we probably will have to gamble on the tire. Some car will go on slick, some car goes on wet. So yeah, let's see. But for sure, we have to recover a bit.
Perfect. And of course, you're in the hypercar this season as well. How are you finding the difference between that and this?
I mean, it's not like big difference. I mean, for sure we have more downforce, more top speed, but at the end it's still a heavy car, the hypercars right now, so it's a bigger GT3, so you have to adapt, but not massively. Yeah,
definitely. So how are you feeling about the championship in the hypercar and also this one as well?
I mean, for me, GT has always been the priority. I mean, so I'm still doing GT World Challenge Endurance, still doing Nürburgring 24, IGTC, so it was really important to keep some open door in the GT, and plus then I had the chance to do also British, that it's really nice to come and drive in those tracks.
Yeah, and how do you think the hypercar would fare around here?
Would be quite small, so I don't believe it would be the best idea. Maybe Brands Hatch could be possible, but there is a bit too tight in some places.
Bit of chaos.
Yeah.
Perfect, well, have a great race this afternoon.
You can see it is absolutely disgusting weather. And that's playing a lot into people's drives this weekend, I think. So I'm on my way back to the car to go and get my big coat, because this is not doing it. It's not doing it. And also, it's quite a trek to carry a brolly around everywhere, so I need a hood. So that's where we're at. But yeah, more interviews to come. I'm excited.
After the second race, I headed back over to the Forsetti garage and had a quick chat with the boys over there. They had an amazing weekend, as you can see by all the trophies, and yeah, it was great to speak to them after this weekend.
Hey, here with Mikey Porter. How was that race for you?
Yeah, really good. Managed to get from P8 to P1, put a bit of a gap, and then handed over to Jamie, but fortunately there was a safety car, full course yellow for the rest of the race, so we couldn't do anything there. But yeah, we've had an amazing weekend. Can't take anything away from us for how good of a job all the boys have done. You know, Will and Mark in the sister car, Jamie putting really good stints on. Yeah, everyone's done a really good job.
Amazing. And how are you finding the season compared to your last season?
Yeah, last season was in Ginetta Juniors, and we had a good season there. A few mistakes from my side, but we started the season strong, and hopefully we can continue.
Amazing. Well, best of luck for the next race, and well done. With Will Orton, how was that race for you?
Yeah, it was really good. Started P9. That was obviously the mess at the start, but after the safety car, we kind of got our head down and managed to get to P3. Handed the car over to Mark, who, yeah, did a great job bringing it home, and P2 at the end of the day. And what a weekend it's been.
It's been a great weekend. I mean, look at all of this that we're surrounded by. How are you taking this energy into the next race?
Yeah, lots of positives to take into next round. Lots of things I've learned, you know, first proper day in the wet, and it was race day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, lots of positives moving forward, and I think we'll carry all those at Silverstone.
Perfect. And obviously the first race was very wet. How did it compare being in the dry? Did the car meet your expectations?
Yeah, I mean, the car's phenomenal. Come from Aston Martin literally last week. But yeah, it seems to be handling all conditions well. Dry qualifying, wet race, and it's shown it's had the pace in all conditions.
Perfect. Well, congratulations this weekend.
Well, that is a wrap on Alton Park British GT for now. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. It was great to be able to speak to some drivers in person, get their perspective on the race, and see where they were as a team and what they're going to carry on into the next race. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you in the next one.